April 27. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:14. In the tabernacle of the Old Testament there were three parts, as we see in Hebrews 9:2-5. First, there was the outer court where the altar was kept for sacrifices and laver to wash the feet. Then there was the holy place where the priests ministered. Thirdly, was the Ark of God in the most holy place. In the most holy place behind the veil and on the Ark was the mercy seat. The priests were not allowed to go there. The sunlight shone in the outer court and divine light in the most holy place. There was no door or window in the holy place, but light was always burning in the golden candlestick which was kept there for that purpose. Only the high priest could go behind the veil once a year with the blood of the sacrifice. No other person could go there. Here, God is saying that only by the efficacy of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus can anyone enjoy his presence. We have to be forgiven of all our sins, washed and cleansed by the blood of Christ, because every sin we commit either by thought, word or deed leaves a mark on our conscience. By merely confessing our sins to the Lord Jesus Christ and repenting of them, we are not made righteous. Every sin we commit either by thought, word or deed leaves a mark on our conscience, and these marks or stains cannot be removed by our tears of repentance or offerings. Our conscience reminds us constantly of our past sins. When we go through any difficulty, our conscience accuses us that God is punishing us for the sins which we committed in the past. Many people, being pricked in their conscience, weep, fast and give charity. Some go on pilgrimage, thinking that by doing these things the marks on their conscience will go away. Because of their guilty conscience they are troubled and have no peace. Many people are troubled at the time of their death because of their sins and start weeping, pleading with others to do something to help them get mental relief. No human effort can bring real peace to our conscience. The stains of our guilty conscience are washed away only by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in Hebrews 9:12. The Lord himself entered into the holy place with his blood. According to the prophecy in Psalm 16:10, the body of the Lord Jesus did not see corruption. He is perfectly holy, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now his blood is there in heaven, and it has everlasting life. From there it is sprinkled into the heart of the repentant sinner. By that blood all our guilt stains are washed away.